Lesson 29. Any good news? Part 1. The Seattle Times. Our New Year's present to the President. The President, speaking at the American Bar Association convention this year, asked why newspapers only print bad news. Why don't they tell us things like how many planes landed safely in the United States in one day? He asked. Here is our New Year's present to the President, a column of good news items. In 1947, Denise Conrad, now 85 years old, began writing her first novel about life in a small town. Last week, Prince University Press published the 900-page novel, True Life, more than 60 years after Mrs. Conrad put pen to paper. When asked about her reaction to becoming a published author at age 85, Mrs. Conrad replied, "I hope there's time to write the next one." O'Hare Airport in Chicago, the busiest airport in the United States, reports that a total of 645,586 planes took off and landed without incident during the year. 11 Japanese children with congenital heart defects flown to the United States under the auspices of the American Medical Association were successfully operated on last week at the General Hospital in Chicago. After a brief convalescence, they will be flown back to Tokyo. The AMA, which is sponsoring the Big Heart program, plans to help many other children from all over the world.